We're now joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota. We'll open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start up front here with Al.
Thank you. Al Pearson, Motor Week. Denny, this was your fourth time here in a position to be the champion. You came in very confident, very self-assured. Is this the toughest of the four defeats because you came in so really ready?
I don't know. It's tough to say. I feel like I did all I could, so probably not. I mean, I don't think I could have done a better job. I don't think I, you know, could have. I didn't leave anything out there. So, you know, for the first half of the race, we just weren't fast enough. We weren't handling very good, and all of a sudden it went nighttime, and we took off, and suddenly I perked up and got a little more, and was thinking that we got a chance, and then just didn't work out. I mean, you know, I definitely, like I said, you know, last week that I was going to come in here and do the best I could and live with the result either way. I mean, either way. And so, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, I couldn't have done anything different. Certainly, you know, we got a little aggressive there and it cost us. But, I mean, he's also been really aggressive and won us races too. So it's just he's going for it. He saw an opportunity there to really add some speed to the car, and it just didn't work out.
Over here, is it Jacob?
No. Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Denny, knowing that you know, you guys have been aggressive and obviously were tonight, is it a case where you would rather take the chance, be aggressive, and miss out like this than not have taken the chance and run second or third maybe?
No. We don't know. I mean, you always like to live to race another lap. Obviously, if you have to come back down pit road, it's pretty much over. But even, you know, I think we had nailed, you know, with the other two guys running long on their strategy, we were going to be second no matter what. And just a stone's throw from the 18. And then, so a caution can come out. We got the number one pit stall. We can beat them off pit lane. You can definitely have there's always an opportunity. Until the checker falls, anything can happen. So I don't think it's a do-or-die moment, but I think it was an opportunity that Chris saw to, you know, we came one lap earlier. We wanted to catch everyone off guard there. We did it. I didn't get to pit road clean because the 34 kind of was coming off pit road, and I had to check up and but whatnot. It didn't matter because we added too much tape anyway, but you know, he was going for it, and I don't fault him for that because, you know, I've got really fast cars because he goes for it every single week.
I'm going to go to Nate and then Jim.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Denny, in 2014, when MJ was here, he was one of the first people to greet you. Do you expect Michael Jordan will have some things to say to you later? Is he hanging out with you, or are you still going to have a birthday celebration and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I told you all at the beginning of the week, we're going to celebrate our year. I mean, our year was fantastic in every way you can think of, and it just didn't pan out in one race in our favor. So, you know, I don't know about those guys, and I talked to them briefly before the race, but I don't know. I just right now just got to gather all the thoughts and think about everything.
Go to Jim.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Kind of along those lines, I know you want to be the one celebrating, but as an organization, considering everything that happened in the off season, the passing of JD, you started the season winning the 500. You guys end the year as an organization winning the championship. I mean, could you have a better kind of statement as an organization for what you've all had to go through?
Yeah, I mean, it's the 20 finished third, so dang. Yeah, I mean, it was just good. It was a great year. We won 19 races as an organization. That's the most in this era. So, I mean, that's a good thing in the world where we just keep getting more common with everything, right? Common pit guns, common this, common that. JGR continues to set itself apart, and that's the people and the effort that they're putting in. So I think that it really says a lot about the organization, no doubt. So we're I'm excited about next year. I really am. It's not like a, you know, going to go through the off season, you know, upset or sad. It's like I'm looking forward to having the momentum that we took through this year with a first year crew chief, and we're gonna win a lot, like a lot next year. So I just think that we'll have another opportunity. There's no question.
Denny, and you're right. Jeffrey Miller, Athlon Sports. You kind of hit on the question I was going to go for there, but just your outlook going to next year off the heels of this compared to other times when you've come so close. Does it feel different? And
yeah, I mean, they all feel different. They are all different. They're in a different time. They're in a different circumstances. They are all so different. But certainly, you know, I've had my fair share of being responsible for not winning at times, but you know, I was confident. I did everything that I possibly could. You know, I kept us in the game when we were not very good at the beginning of the race. We stayed in it. I got a good restart, took the lead, and then just kind of hung with Kyle there. And I made a little mistake. I should have on that restart and gave the lead back to him. But you know, they're all different. I don't know how it's going to be. I mean, you know, it's. I just am really excited with the group that we have, that, you know, what we can do next year and, you know, get another shot at it. I mean, it's definitely not a do or die situation. You know, it's going to be okay, and we're going to be strong, and I guarantee you it's going to motivate Chris even more than what he already is.
Do we have any additional questions for Denny? All right, Denny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.